Regents Bank. Member FDIC.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my good friends out at Republic Harley-Davidson. These guys, they pride themselves on having the best customer service, and it's warranted out in the numbers. The numbers don't lie, guys. They are the number one rated customer service satisfaction numbers in the market. Their overall numbers are higher than the national average. These guys are going to treat you right. They're going to get you on the bike of your dreams. That's what they do. And they've got a ton of 2019s, the best selection of 2019s in all of South Texas. Over 100 more arriving this month. If you haven't been out to the showroom, you got to see it to believe it, man. And right now, all the 2018s, zero down, 0.99 APR. You got to check it out at Republic Harley-Davidson, guys. They're going to make you feel welcome the moment you walk in the door. And they're going to show you why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Barry speculated that Astros go with fewer hitters, that Kemp might not make it.
No, I can't picture a scenario where
he doesn't.
I can't
picture that either. Who would be your fourth outfielder? Are you talking about playing Gattis in the outfield or Marwin?
I mean, I think he's got Marisnik as a third, basically.
I mean, I'd rather have Tony Kemp on the team than Jake Marisnik. I think Kemp has earned his spot on this team.
I do, too.
But I think that guy's exceeded everybody's expectations. HBO is no longer going to carry boxing, which is unbelievable to me because since I was a child, they've been the leader in boxing. For them to get out of the game completely is a surprise, to say the least.
It's disappointing, but you know, I bet they're looking at it and saying, well, Manny is pretty much done now. Who are the next stars? I don't know.
It could be
it's
that.
It's very weird.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You miss the first 2 hours, some of what you miss. And all available on podcastarena.com. And Astros game today, in case you were curious, has been delayed till tomorrow for a doubleheader. Completely meaningless, but hey.
Yeah.
Although somebody says, what are the odds? Cole is happy the game is postponed. What?
Although...
Yeah, doubleheader Saturday. I just said that.
No, you said tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, never mind.
You've got to work tomorrow, Fred.
Yeah, I keep thinking since you're not here.
You know, you still have to show up.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah.
I'd like tomorrow off, man.
I feel like I would have to feel like no. You don't want a doubleheader right before you hit the playoffs,
It doesn't matter. You're going to play
a bunch of 40-man guys.
Kyle Tucker and all those clowns that, you know, let them get some experience.
You must mean the untouchable Kyle Tucker.
You know what? That guy's going to be so great in a few years, and you're going to be like, okay, I was wrong.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next Bregman. You watch.
Maybe so.
Maybe not. I don't know. At least Bregman early on when he wasn't hitting, you could tell his swing was too loopy.
Yeah.
That looked fixable. This guy, he just doesn't look like a baseball player.
Well, he just doesn't look ready for sure.
He looks like a 15-year-old out there trying to play with major leaguers. All right, 713-780-3776 is your number. We're out here at Bombshells in Pearland. If you're just getting in your car and you don't want to mess with traffic, this is your place to come. I really like this place, and I've been hearing about it for a while now. Holly was telling me she comes up here all the time for football to watch all your football games. And this is a great place to do it. If you're going to do like me and maybe get rid of Sunday ticket, come up here and watch the games, man.
Yeah.
And catch them all. And Astros playoffs, great place for that. Watch hockey here, whatever you want to watch. They got you covered, and the food's fantastic. I've only had the one thing. I had the Cyclone Grilled Chicken. I have no idea why they call it Cyclone, but it was really good. Much better than your average grilled chicken. So highly recommend that. And I think we're going to be doing a few more of these, so I will be experimenting with more things on the menu. Oh, they've got a really nice menu here. So, and a great patio, too. In about a month, that patio is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you get a nice view of 288.
I mean, actually, today's not bad.
You know, today's actually about as good a patio day as you could ask
yeah,
for.
I just don't know. I don't know if it'll last. You know, the next week or so. I think this might just be. I don't think you should break out your scarves just yet, Houston. I think we're okay.
Or your leather.
Yeah,
everybody wants to break out the leather like right away. Hey, I wanted to ask you about something because
it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
You're pregnant.
I was best friends with Brett Kavanaugh in high school.
I
was at the party. I saw everything.
When we first started doing radio together, one of the websites I used a lot was Sports by Brooks.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I used that for a while, too.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked for it in forever, but I didn't know it was gone.
Nothing's happened in forever, since 2012, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. And
it used to be a funny website. Yeah, they used to have some good stories.
Brooks Melchior was the guy. And so, apparently, he just disappeared.
He literally disappeared?
Yes, he not quite Thanos disappeared. But, I mean, he just fell off the face of the earth, kind of like I want to do. But, so, Jeff Perlman, who's a writer, decided he was going to track him down and find out what was up. So he actually did a bunch of research, wrote a story on it. But then weeks later, he said the piece wasn't going to run. He said, I wrote the piece. Then decided it shouldn't run. One shouldn't always find people if they wish not to be found. So now we're getting pretty weird. So
it's getting really weird.
He said this to Chris Mannix. Here's what I can tell you. I wrote the story. I literally have on my computer a 10,000-word Sports by Brooks story that I busted my butt on hardcore. I wrote it for Bleacher Report. And one of the editors said, I just don't feel comfortable with this because it feels like a mental health illness. I did not find him, as in we did not have a face-to-face encounter. I found out basically what has become of him. And I'll just say that I think my editor is correct in that this was the right thing not to. I'll just say sometimes people go away for a reason, not just because they fade out of prominence.
All right.
So in this case, it's better to fade away than to burn out.
I guess so.
However, he wound up tweeting yesterday for the first time. He tweeted a scene from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with the Sports by Brooks music, hinting that there will be a return of Sports by Brooks.
Is that what that hints?
That's what the hint is, yes, allegedly.
I don't think I need it now.
Yeah, I think...
I'll be honest. If I haven't looked at it since pre-2012...
Yeah.
I think the world's moved by you, unless you're coming with something new and fresh. I've got other places I get my prep from now.
Yeah, and plus,
honestly,
how relevant are you going to be now?
You know what the truth is? A lot of my show prep these days, way more than when we first started, is done through Twitter because there's so much news on Twitter. Like Twitter's so versatile. I mean, there's times when it drives me crazy, and I wish that I didn't have Twitter. But then there's times
like today.
There's times when it's a really useful tool, and you can find out a lot of stuff, and you can find out the local angle from other markets. You know, it's just kind of an all around stop for information. I enjoy it.
It's like the last thing on my list, but I always find that I wind up adding a bunch of stuff from it. I still use the same websites I've always used. You know, FTW and Yard Barker. Although those sites almost do the exact same stories now. Sportsnot I use, Bro Bible, Barstool, stuff like that. And, you know, and then I check all the major sites. And then at the end I'll come back. You know what I never look at is cron.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really weird to
do. Well,
you're
subscribing now. You should be able to.
I know. I'm subscribing, but I'm not getting the paper. All I'm getting is their email thing, which is, okay, that's great. And they haven't responded yet to my inquiry as to why I'm not getting a paper. Which, you know, no wonder you're going out of business. I mean, I'm trying to give you business. You took my money, but you're not sending me a paper.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. But no, I mean, but Twitter, I'll go to at the very end, and then Voldemort always sends a list of stuff. He's always got a couple things that I missed, and I'll put it all on there. And then, you know, we get to the things, try to get things that I think either the Blitzers will be entertained by or informed by or that you can make fun of. It's kind of my, you know, so of the things on there, if there's a story that I think you're going to, you know, grab hold of and turn into something, then I'll try to bring it up on the show.
Yeah, you know me very well.
Yeah, there's times when nothing. It's like crickets. I'm like, okay. I missed on that one. That's okay.
Listen, nobody bats 1,000.
No. Well, I mean, I'd like to. But I used to use that site a lot when I first started because there was always one or two stories on there. And, I mean, really, that's all you're looking for is one or two things on each one. And then it'll all come together.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the guy had some kind of mental health issues, and I don't know if he's been in a, you know, I don't know if he's been in a hospital or what. So I'm just kind of curious now.
I want to know too.
Like, what the hell happened?
I want to know what kind of loon this is.
Loon might be. Well, yeah, loon.
Loon's a good word.
It's fair. Jeez. All right, 713-780-ESP is your number. I think we should probably save the college lines till 6:30 when we have Brad Powers on.
That's fine with me.
If that's okay with you.
Hey.
So we'll do some more non-sportsy stuff when we come back.
Okay. I'm open to that as well.
All right.
You know what else I'm open to? Saving money. And if you own your home, I'm about to tell you how you could save a lot. Our boys at Bill Advisor, they're now in the home insurance business. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been a hassle. Used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone came along, made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor, they were like, no, that's not good enough. It's even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. I'm not kidding. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Send that back, and you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings with Bill Advisor are real, guys. The average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Many are saving upwards into the thousands. Real savings, real fast, with real coverage. 2018, no one has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor is going to find you that money in seconds. It's a new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today from Bill Advisor.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Coming up Saturday, October 6th. They rescheduled it because of weather. But October 6th, Kima Boardwalk, 24 breweries. We're going to invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. A bunch of local breweries like 8th Wonder. Galveston Island is going to be out there. Carbach, St. Arnold, Spindle Tap, Southern Star, Texas Beer Refinery, and many more. A bunch of national brands as well. You can buy advance tickets now. Only $44.95 a person. They'll be $39.95 day of. Or excuse me, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or a military ID. $49.95 day of the event. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music all day. You can purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on site at the many, many ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. Go to KemaBeerFest.com for details. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest, KemaBeerFest.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Bombshells in Pearland. It's a very, very cool place. Great place to come watch your NFL. Great place to come watch the game tonight. Great place to come watch the Astros playoffs. And great place to come watch people riding scooters.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know, but is it wrong of me that I want to see a crash? It's like NASCAR.
Yeah, you don't want to see a crash.
I don't
want
to see anybody hurt, but I'd like to see a crash.
So I saw the first girl on a scooter, and I was like, maybe she's got like a hurt leg or something. But then there's like multiple girls riding around scooters. It's just like
thing. They have scooter races? Because that'd be kind of
cool. Scooter's optional, I guess. And my question is, like the girls who don't ride scooters, why aren't you riding a scooter if that's an option?
Well, I think they should like line up three of them and then race around the bar, and then we'll have like a Talladega-like crash, and it'll be cool.
And does it stop at scooter? Could you get a Segway?
Ooh.
Could you get a golf cart?
I don't know if you could fit a golf cart around that, because they're going around the bar, right?
Could you ride a – because most of these chicks are smaller. Could you ride Power Wheels?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I mean, like
– tricycles even.
You could stick with the military theme and get like a Power Wheels Humvee.
I mean,
that'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Just throwing out ideas.
Yeah, so I promised you some non-sportsy stuff. And remember how we used to talk about how actors on HBO didn't make enough money?
Yes.
Would you like to know the highest paid stars on TV?
Yes. Everybody on the Big Bang Theory, right?
They're in there, but now number one, at $1 million an episode, Nicole Kidman for Big Little Lies.
Ooh, they're wasting money. I've never watched an episode.
Listen, I watched that show. Not worth paying these guys $1 million an episode for.
That's on HBO. Like,
yeah.
It was...
I mean, I never ejected on it, but it wasn't good.
What did McConaughey and Woody get for the first season of True Detective?
I don't know, but this is this
year. Wasn't a million an episode.
No, wasn't a million an episode. Reese Witherspoon also getting a million an episode.
All right.
Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory has walked away from his $1 million an episode. He's from UH. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whose house?
Jim Parsons' house. Kaylee Cuoco, who I do not know, from The Big Bang Theory, also making $1 million.
Okay.
I don't watch The Big Bang Theory.
I don't either.
Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory, also making $1 million. I only know him from Suicide Kings. Ira.
Oh, yeah.
He played Ira in Suicide Kings. Ira, you're the man. Meryl Streep for the Knicks, $825,000. It hasn't been sold to a network yet.
Oh, not the show The Nick.
No, The Knicks.
Okay. I like that show, The Nick.
Dwayne Johnson for Baller, $650,000.
Ooh. That sounds about right, though.
Norman Reedus for The Walking Dead, $650,000.
He's making more than Rick?
Well, he should. He's probably the only interesting guy on there.
No wonder Rick's leaving.
Yeah.
What do you think Coral made?
Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy, $575,000.
That show's a big hit. It always has been, I think.
It's not for me, but friggin' wife loves it. So, Mark Harmon for NCIS, $525,000 an episode. Dude's got to be a billionaire by now. They've done like 500,000 episodes of that thing. Another HBO, $500,000, Kit Harington.
Oh, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
And he knows he's getting $500,000 an episode, and she's dead.
What's Daenerys getting then?
The same.
Oh, okay.
She's next on the list.
She's got her and Peter Dinklage.
They all make the same.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So,
and nobody else should make the same amount as them.
Well, Kit Harington, $500,000. Amelia Clark, $500,000. Peter Dinklage, $500,000. Lena Headley, $500,000.
Oh, too much.
Oh, for Cersei?
You can't put her on the same level as those others.
Nikolaj, just because you like those better. Nikolaj Coster-Waldau also gets $500,000.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
The Lannisters always pay their debts. They need their money. $500,000
each. If Cersei and Jaime Lannister died, nobody would care. If those other three die, people are going to lose their bleep over that.
They are all going to die because the Night King is going to kill every single one of them.
What's the Night King making?
He's not listed.
Mm.
What do you think Kevin Costner got for Yellowstone?
Well, based on the fact that we're going down, I was going to say 450, but
no, 450.
Yeah, half a million is my guess.
Claire Danes for Homeland, 450. That show is so overrated. Then there's a pretty good drop to something called Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us. He gets 250.
My wife loves This Is Us.
Mine does too.
Guy's got it figured out because his character has already died in the show, but he's still in every episode. Like, I mean, I don't know how that works, but the way they do time travel in that show, like, that guy died last season, and then season three started this last week. I sit down, I'm watching that with my wife, and I'm like, he died. Well, yeah, but they're doing a flashback now.
Oh,
so he's going to keep making his quarter million episode. That guy, he figured it out when he wrote his contract.
Mandy Moore from This Is Us.
Same thing.
Yeah, all of the This Is Us people got raises to 250 except for
the black guy.
He got 250 also.
Oh, okay, good. What about the fat girl?
250.
Okay.
Yeah.
The handsome guy 250 also.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of think the handsome guy should get more than the fat girl, but that's
for sure.
But I don't watch the show, so I don't really want to comment.
The only reason I would say that she should get the same money as him is if she had to put on weight for the role.
Oh, yeah, you should pay somebody to have
it. Yeah, that's a lot of work. Now, staying in good shape, having abs, that's work.
Yeah.
So that guy should get paid a little extra if he's going to do that.
Eating pizza is also work, though.
Not as hard.
Nah, but if you're eating a lot of pizza to get up to a certain weight, like let's say...
What's harder, spending 2 hours in the gym or spending 2 hours at a CC's buffet?
Well, let me ask you. Well, CC's, oh my God, that's your choice? No, let's say you get cast in something, but they say...
Have you ever seen skinny people at CC's? Come on.
I've definitely been to CC's once, and I'm never going again.
I figured when you were a poor, that would have been like a staple for you.
Well, when I first had kids, they loved it. And then it got replaced by Chuck E. Cheese, which is not a place you actually eat pizza.
Oh, it's bad.
But
you got to pay like $25 for what's basically a Totino's, a large Totino's.
Yeah. No, but let's say this. Let's say, okay, AJ, we've got a movie role for you.
Okay.
We're going to pay you $750,000 for this role.
Done.
I need you to get up to 340 pounds in a month.
Oh.
Is that harder than working out all the time or easier?
I mean, in a month?
I'll give you 6 weeks just because I know it's going to be tough.
I mean, you're talking about 100 pounds of weight gain. I don't even know if it's physically possible. Like
it's possible.
I eat whatever I want now, and I basically just hover around the weight that I'm at. But I also exercise a lot now, so I would just have to stop exercising.
And just eat constantly and eat ice cream.
Pizza.
Pizza. Small children. Whatever you could get in there.
That would be tough.
I know it would be tough.
And then eventually I'd throw up, and then I'd be like, oh, no, I just lost a pound throwing up. Oh.
So I don't know, I'm just saying that maybe it's not so easy for her to be that big. And people probably, you know. Oh, well. Somebody says, thanks for spoiling it for us. If you haven't watched it, it's like, that's on you.
Wait. Are you talking about...
This Is Us.
So you don't know what happened at the end of last season?
Yeah.
That's a you problem, bro.
Yes.
Thanks for spoiling it. That's like, I mean...
First off, it's freaking This Is Us. Who cares if you spoiled it?
Yeah, I mean, that's like me saying, you might not know this, but... the Red Wedding. there's a death. Okay. They killed a child. What? Yeah, that was like seasons ago.
I was going to wait till the end and then binge it.
You want to know the ending of The Sopranos, or is that going to be too much for you? Is it too soon?
Don't stop believing.
Okay, guys. Hold on, though.
What?
At the beginning of This Is Us, they all knew that their dad was going to die.
Yeah. I mean, it's a known thing that he dies at some point. That's why they're all jacked up, because they all, like, are in love with their dad, and he's dead. I mean, come on.
Must be nice.
Who complained about that?
I don't know. Just a
block them off the text. That guy's an idiot.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And these are schools that work with kids who need help to get through school. Some of them are working jobs to support their families. Some of them couldn't read because they didn't have glasses and they didn't know about it. Well, Texans Can Academies works around that. They work around their job. If they need glasses, they get it for them. They need bus passes to get them to school. They take care of that. And all they need to do that is your donations. And by your donations, we mean cars, trucks, RVs, tractors, motorcycles. Doesn't matter. Just a vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's running anymore. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, had flood damage or something. Maybe you're going to fix it up. Maybe you're going to sell it. Maybe you're going to give it away. Well, guess what? Donate it, because they're going to come and tow it free of charge. Process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 gift card. It's that simple. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it. They'll go to San Antonio and tow it, for that matter. So even if you're out of town and you're listening on the app, just give them a call at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or online at carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And it's 6:30, which means it's time for head football college analyst at pregame.com. All-around genius, one of our favorite guys. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPower7. I highly recommend you do if you're betting on college football at all. You definitely need to be following him. And Brad joins us, as he does every week. How are you doing, Mr. Powers?
What? No, not on yet.
Great. Okay.
There we go.
All right, so I already did all the nice introduction. How you doing, Brad?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Fantastic. So I want to start with a couple things. There's one game this week that the line just doesn't make any sense to me, so I'm hoping you can make some sense of it. It's BYU getting 17 at Washington, and I don't understand why this number's as big as it is. Washington hasn't blown out anybody not named North Carolina. BYU's already got two tough road wins, and I mean, they're playing really – Mangum must have been there 9 years now, but – he's playing well. I don't understand why this line is 17 points. Maybe you can help me with that.
I can help you with it. I guess the only way I can help you is bet it. I mean, shop around hard. I think you can still find a 17.5. I bet BYU 17.5. I mean, I guess from a pure power rating, I could see it. My number's closer to that 17.5. But generally speaking, I've been higher on Washington. But it's awfully tough, guys, to cover 17.5 points when your offense hasn't topped 27 points against any FBS foe this year. BYU, you're right, has looked good. I mean, look, they got three games of sample size against Power 5 teams, all three relatively impressive, even a loss against Cal, a close one against a pretty good Cal team. BYU's covered 9 of the last 11 times they've been in that road underdog role. I think it's a low-scoring game. It's also tough to get margin when you got a low total. Yeah, BYU plus the points, one of my favorite picks of the week.
I got one more I want to ask you about, and then I'll let AJ dive into his. But I'm not big on betting road favorites on Thursday and Friday night games, but this Memphis team has been really impressive. Tulane's coming off a very grueling game, and I just don't know that Tulane's going to be able to stop Memphis at all. Just kind of curious your thoughts on that one. I'm seeing 14 now. It opened at 11.5.
Yeah, I mean, the money's poured in on Memphis each of the last 3 weeks, and I guess the wise guys are seeing, I mean, Memphis has some of the best yard per play differentials in all of college football, so I understand that. But I guess the one team Memphis did have problems with, and it was played in some rain, so obviously you got to put that out there. But a team that ran the football well in the option in Navy, and I guess the only way to slow down Memphis is, hey, keep their offense off the field. And if Tulane's going to have a chance in this one, that's going to have to be the case. Now, they don't run a pure option there under Willie Fritz, but it's kind of a version. And if they're going to keep it close, then, I mean, similar to their Wake Forest game plan. Wake Forest's offense likes to run a lot of plays, and Tulane held that ball in that game. I'm leaning towards the Tulane side at the current number. If you're leaning with Memphis, I would play it now because the wise guys have even bet Memphis on game days and really put the number in. So if you want to lay it now.
Well, let me ask you about tonight's game, Miami. The number keeps bouncing around. I played it earlier. It's 17.5. It's up to 18.5. It's been at 17. It's been at 19. I like Miami here. I like their change of quarterback. I think they're better now. I think North Carolina is really, really, really awful. What are your thoughts on that game tonight?
Yeah, the current number, I just don't have a strong take. I think it's about right. I mean, I agree with you. Moving into Kosi Perry is going to be, I think, a good spot for Miami as far as the future. I mean, he's just got a higher ceiling than Malik Rozier. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, I've seen this a lot. Backup quarterbacks, they come in, energize the team, they look great. And sometimes in that first start, they often struggle. I don't like what I've seen for majority of the season for North Carolina, but they did show some signs of life against Pittsburgh last week. I guess I'm just not built to be playing that kind of a number in a conference game, but it is a terrible spot for North Carolina. You know, obviously travel on a short week.
I don't know about how much you've upgraded Clemson now that they've announced the full-time quarterback, which I think they had to do. But I think Clemson, you could argue now, they're right there with Georgia as the I think they're hovering around each other as the best team not named Alabama. Clemson, that number opened at 21. I didn't get it until 22. It's up to 25.5 now. What number do you feel comfortable with Clemson?
I'm comfortable with on Sunday night. I bet Clemson at -20.5. I'm comfortable with that ticket. I just put it that way. At 25.5, I mean, I'm starting to talk myself into the Syracuse side. Now, there's clearly I've upgraded Clemson a couple points going to Lawrence under center. I mean, they've just been much more effective when he's been under center so far this season. But I mean, at some extent, and I get it. Clemson's got revenge. Syracuse beat them last year. That was Clemson's only regular season loss, but I mean, this is a pretty good Syracuse team. First time they've been 4-0 since 1991. Now they're taking a huge step up in class here. Clemson, if they want to kill Syracuse, they can. My question is, are you allowing Lawrence to be taking some hits in the fourth quarter, or are you kind of being protective of him? Because now you look at the quarterback depth chart for Clemson. It's three freshmen, and two of them are walk-ons. So it obviously doesn't look as good as what it did in the spring. That would be my only concern. I got to be honest, guys, at 25.5, I would lean with Syracuse.
All right, let me ask you about a game, probably my favorite game this week, or at least one of them, South Carolina against Kentucky. It opened with Kentucky as a one-point dog. South Carolina that became a one-point dog. Now I think it's settled in at a pick 'em. I love South Carolina. I've thought all season long they were the second-best team in the East besides Georgia. I feel like the hype train is in full steamrolling mode on Kentucky, and I'm not looking to buy into it long term. What are your thoughts on that Carolina-Kentucky game?
Yeah, I agree with the sentiments. Not a strong play for me, but I do think Kentucky traditionally under Mark Stoops just doesn't handle expectations well. You know, kudos to them. Two legit victories against Florida and Mississippi State. There was nothing fluky about those games. They beat both of those teams at the line of scrimmage. But now how do they handle expectations? I mean, as a favorite, and I get it, it's a pick 'em now, but let's say Kentucky does close favorite. Well, Kentucky 0-8 against the number. Last 8 times they've been favorite. That would give me pause and back in Kentucky. I have the slightest of leans on South Carolina here.
Another game that the line moves really confused me, because I thought when the Fresno-Toledo line came out, it came out at 10, I was like, I think there's some value on Fresno. Then now it's moved to 8 Fresno. What am I missing? Why I really like Fresno in this spot here, but is there something that I'm missing out that's making the Toledo line move?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're setting it up. They got me, because I love Fresno State a lot. In this one, I just love the spot. Fresno's off a bye. Toledo's making their first trip to California since 05. They're off two emotional home games, their biggest home game in school history against Miami, Florida. And then last week, a high-tempo up back-and-forth game against Nevada. That was misleading. I mean, Toledo got outgamed by more than 100 yards. Toledo had a blocked punt touchdown and a 98-yard kick return touchdown in that game. I mean, you look at under Jeff Tedford, Fresno State has covered, not one, covered 80% of their games. I don't understand. At 10, I could understand a little bit more. But at 8, I mean, maybe they're going to, reel me in on this one. But one of my bigger bets of the week would be on Fresno State.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. I was on Florida State last week. I thought that we'd seen the bottom of them, and you were starting to get value in them. I think, again, you're starting to see value in Florida State at 6.5, mostly because I think Louisville is really bad as well. What are your thoughts on that Florida State-Louisville game?
Yeah, I just can't back Florida State still. You know, I get it. The last week was a good one, and it should have been even worse than the final, but it's still sloppy. Still, some, you know, 3-4 turnovers for Florida State. I mean, they could have easily won that game by, you know, the 30 or 40 points last week against Northern Illinois. I saw some signs of life. Haven't seen any signs of life on Louisville. I guess, you know, my power rating on Louisville, I guess, has been high all year. I mean, I got them down 9 points since the start of the season, and it still looks like it's too high. At 6.5, I guess I'm on the opposite side. I'd still lean with Louisville.
All right. Ohio State, Penn State. If this number's a 3, I like Ohio State quite a bit, but I'm a little bit more interested in the under. It's moved up to 70, so sort of like the Fresno game, moved the opposite way that I would have thought. I know that Ohio State's good on offense. I know Penn State's good on offense, but people are forgetting both those teams have pretty good defenses, and I just feel like that's a really high number for a battle of two pretty solid defensive football teams.
Yeah, I mean, don't buy my picks on pregame this week. I mean, I'm probably my favorite total on the board. I don't hide anything here on your segment. I love you guys' segment. I love the under. I don't get it either. I mean, to have an historic total at 70, and that this is an historic total, highest in the history of Penn State football, third highest in Ohio State football, you got to have two great offenses. You got that here. I'll give everyone out there. You got the number one and number two scoring offenses in the country, but in order to have a historic total, you got to have bad defenses, and you don't have that. You got above average defenses. And I go back to the TCU game. I mean, that got the 68. That pace was incredible in that game and still only got the 68, even with a couple of defensive touchdowns that you know, obviously prevented some longer scoring drives there. I would say 70 is way too high. I disagree with the line movement. Favorite total of the week, under 70.
Well, this week is a matchup of the two teams I've bitched about being overrated all season long. Notre Dame and Stanford will finally meet. Stanford put it to me really, really good last week. Although I guess so did Wake Forest. They both laughed in my face. The Stanford one just stung a little bit more. Looking at Notre Dame, I think I think they're a little less overrated than Stanford at this point. I don't know how Stanford's doing what they're doing. I do like their coach. I think they've got the coaching edge, but I just feel like Notre Dame's the better football team. What side of the 5.5 do you fall on at this point?
Yeah, I think you broke it down quite well. I mean, Stanford's got the better head coach. They've had the better in Notre Dame the last 9 years. I mean, they won 7 of the matchups. Notre Dame hasn't won this game by more than a touchdown since before Harbaugh got into town in Palo Alto. That'd be my only concern, but I think Notre Dame's a better team. I think the spots are much better for Notre Dame. Stanford back-to-back road trips, obviously very fortunate to win last week against Oregon. So I think the slight value on Notre Dame minus the 5.5, but that's a slight lean for me.
One more before we let you go. What are your thoughts on Michigan? Do they keep it rolling against Northwestern? Clearly a much better football team. I think they've gotten better every week this season. I think if they played Notre Dame again, they'd probably get the better of them. And Jim Harbaugh seems to be looking to make statements and has done it basically every week since that Notre Dame game. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'm going to lean, boy, at 14.5 right now. I'm actually on the other side. I'm going to take Northwestern just because of the spot. Coming off a bye, coming off that upset loss against Akron. I just think it's a home run spot. But I did bet Michigan early in the week when it was a much lower number. Indifferent, I guess. You know what? I might actually look for the middle here because I got Michigan at 10. At 14.5, maybe I'll take the hook with Northwestern. But obviously just a slight lean on the Wildcats there.
We lied. I want to ask you about one more. Texas at Kansas State. Kind of a interesting spot for Texas coming off a big win over TCU. You know, USC and TCU back-to-back, Oklahoma next week, going to Kansas State where they haven't had a lot of success, but this doesn't look like your typical Bill Snyder team. 8.5 for Texas. What are your thoughts on that one?
Slight lean on Kansas State. I just think it's a terrible spot for Texas off home run games at, you know, against SC and TCU at home. They got the Red River rivalry on deck. I mean, normally I would love Kansas State, top play of the week. I mean, this is one of the worst Kansas State teams we've seen in the last 7-8 years, but I just think the spot is there for Kansas State. Lean on the Wildcats there.
Was there overreaction to Oklahoma State, Texas Tech last week? Because I feel like that West Virginia line is way shorter than it should have been. And I feel like the Oklahoma State line is way shorter than it would have been before that game. What was the action? What was the sort of the movement in the power rankings with those two teams after that kind of a blowout debacle last week?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little conservative. I mean, we're getting to the point where we got four games of data, you know, sample sizes. So I like to take, you know, the entire season. I mean, obviously I adjust the teams, but what I can't get out of my head as far as Texas Tech defensively looked good last week, but looked terrible, obviously, in the opener against Ole Miss and against Houston. How do they slow down Will Grier here? Even though the money continues to pour in on the under here, I got to question that Texas Tech defense still. How are they going to hold up against Will Grier?
All right, that's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. Always just has great information.
Absolutely.
Check out his picks on
Freaking. And agrees with me this week. I like that.
Yeah, I always like it when we're on the same side of things. Brad, appreciate the time, man, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, guys.
All right.
All right, let me tell you guys about my friends at Republic Harley-Davidson. I tell you all the time about their great customer service. Best in Houston. It's not even close. They're above the national average as well. They treat people right. They've got guys who they believe are experts in striving for that customer satisfaction. And not only that, they've got one of the best inventories in the state. They've got the best inventory in South Texas. The most 2019s of anyone in South Texas. Over 100 more coming in this month. They've also got some new 2018s on the market. 0.99 APR and zero down on 2018 Softail and Tourings only at Republic Harley-Davidson. The moment you walk in, you're going to be like, man, they've got it going on here. Saturday, October 6th, they're going to have a tailgate party. Catch the Red River Rivalry at Republic. Wear your favorite team's jersey and sit and watch the college football all day on the big screens. There's going to be free food. Plus, you can enter to win door prizes and demo the new 2019 models. So you're looking for some place to watch the Texas OU game. That's a good spot for it. Let them show you why Republic's Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Guys, I can't speak highly enough about Lions Poker Palace. These guys, they really do have it going on. It is one of the finest poker rooms you'll walk into. Got a real Vegas vibe to it. And Fred and I have been playing there. You got to love this place. They're treating people the right way. They got games constantly, tournaments starting up constantly. We were there before, and they had a couple tournaments a day. I mean, they are rolling through these things now. Basically, whatever time of day you come in, you're coming in around the time that they're about to start up a tournament. They've got Hold'em, they've got Pot Limit Omaha, they've got cash games, they've got player rewards for playing in the cash games. You can get free meals. It's just there's so many reasons to play at Lions, Fred.
Yeah, I've been out there the last 2 days, did cash yesterday, did a tournament today at noon. They've got tournaments at noon, 1, 3 o'clock is the Omaha tournament, 6:30, and you can still get in on the 6:30 tournament if you're just now hearing us. And if you mention ESPN, you get 3 hours of free play. First 10 players get $50 in free time and free lunch. And the food's fantastic. They got a great point system, and just from a standpoint of a well-run room by really cool people, that's very classy. I mean, that's what Lions is all about. George and Najib and the guys over there do a fantastic job. Go and check it out if you want to watch sports there. They got TVs on all the time. Whatever you want to watch. And the play is great, and the players are fantastic, too. So get on out to Lions Poker Palace. I promise you, you will enjoy it. This is, I'm telling you, this is a classy, classy place. 6134 Richmond Avenue, Lions Poker Palace. All right. Well, that's going to wrap things up. We don't have time for
it. That'll do it.
Yeah, because we kept Brad for a little long. But, hey, I want to thank Bombshells for having us out here, man. This place is awesome. Hopefully we will be back. If you're looking for a cool place, this is it. AJ, enjoy your trip tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
We'll have Jong Lee filling in tomorrow, and then we'll be back out on the road again Monday. And hope everybody has an awesome Thursday night. Enjoy the football. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And SportsMap 94.1.